All right, welcome back to the Rabid Rabbit Hole podcast. Today's gonna be a little different. It's just myself and my buddy Jake. We're just gonna talk about some random stuff. It's gonna be the last one in the studio for this summer. I'm gonna be doing some blogs, some vlogs, some traveling. So stay tuned for that. We'll be doing some random location podcast episodes. So make sure to follow the pages, Rabid Rabbit Hole Pod and Rabid Rabbit Hole on Instagram and Twitter and stuff. So, and subscribe. Jake, dude, I was reading this morning. There's a blog by Chaps at Barstool, Zero Blog 30, about how the VA is still, like, not allowing medical marijuana, you know, for the veterans. And their reasoning was because it's illegal federally. It's like Chaps' argument was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, so is Oxy, so is, like, Vicodin, you know, so are all these other drugs. These prescription drugs that are illegal federally, like, unless you have a prescription, but you're not going to allow medical marijuana. It's like, isn't that fucked?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think of that?
I believe so. I think, you know, the crazy thing is that there's been, 30 states that have passed medical, and I don't think there's anything in American history that's ever been passed by so many states that the federal government didn't recognize, you know.
Like, yeah.
How many states does it take to the federal government to pass a law and to saying, okay, well, federally,
like, there's so many states already that have it, you know, medical or even recreational, like, across the nation, that, like, you would think the government would be like, all right, dude, we're just gonna, I mean, it's a Schedule One drug, dude. That's crazy, the fact that it's a Schedule One federally, and yes, like, state, you can just do whatever you want, like, in Denver or whatever, Colorado. You know, you can just do whatever you want.
Yeah, the Schedule One thing should have been gone a long time ago.
Long time ago.
I mean, that's just insane. But I mean, I think federally one day it should fall. I mean, it's one of those things that it's any day now. I mean, once a few, I guess, I don't know what they're holding out on. I mean,
yeah.
A few more states to go, and then, I mean, what are you going to do? All 50 states legalize it,
and yeah,
the federal government doesn't recognize it? I mean, it's just...
What do you think? Like, imagine if we got to that point. What do you think would happen, like, if all states had it legal, state, you know, at the state level, and then the federal government still had it illegal? Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
I just don't think that... It just can't... I mean, there's no way that it would be all 50 states, and then the federal government, like... Probably at least by 49, the federal government
would be like, "Oh, we got
it," and be like, "Yeah, okay."
Yeah, they would
okay.
have to make sure they beat out the last state. They'd be like, "Shit, if they get that, we're gonna look like idiots." I mean, they already do look like idiots, but nonetheless. Yeah. But I actually saw too, in Denver, I don't know if it's state or just like city, like a municipality or whatever, but they're holding a vote for decriminalizing mushrooms, like psilocybin. I'm assuming psilocybin.
Yeah.
I didn't read too much into it, but what do you think of that? That's pretty dope. Like, that's good. That's a good thing, I think.
Yeah. I think the thing is, dude, I'm not very familiar with psilocybin mushrooms, you know. My thing is,
yeah.
You know, so I don't really have an educated, good opinion on it. I have never.
Yeah, but so they do a lot of studies in, like, at universities, you know, with psilocybin and MDMA for veterans with PTSD and stuff, and they've had, like, what I've read, they've had great, like, positive results.
Yeah.
And so, like, you would think that they would at least consider legalizing it medicinally. Like, we're kind of like Colorado, you know, how they were, like, one of the first with marijuana. They're gonna be like one of the first with medical psilocybin, you know, or medical hallucinogens or whatever, you know, where they prescribe you X amount of mushrooms or X amount of MDMA through a prescription. Like, it's in a lab, you know, it's safe. And that's just the way to go, because if you're getting it on the street to handle, if you're using it for PTSD and you're getting it on the street, you never really know what you're going to get, you know. If they're like, yeah, it's MDMA, but you don't really know if it's cut with something or laced or whatever, you don't really know.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is I think it's less of a, I think the government treats it very poorly, and the thing is that, you know, instead of it being a punishment, you know, you should do rehab. I think there's a lot of countries around the world that do that. You know?
Yeah, actually, did you know Portugal I read this years back. I think like 3 or 4 years ago, Portugal like decriminalized all drugs.
Yeah.
And instead of treating it as a criminal, like a criminal act, it's a like a health problem. So they get sent to like a health institution or a mental health institution or something.
Yeah.
They get treated with, you know, real stuff instead of getting just sent to jail for, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there are some things like that are dangerous, but there's a like there's a way to do it correctly and help them wean off and get them reacclimated into society.
Well, I think the thing is with society is that, you know, there's just been a lot of misinformation about marijuana.
Yeah.
You know, I think the thing is that, you know, people have really come around on that issue where, you know, a lot of hallucinogens and stuff, there's going to be a lot of people that are not going to be okay with that just because of, like, this stuff. I mean, the thing is
I mean,
that
it could just
they
be,
should be able to study
I mean, it's
it.
Just like it's just like alcohol, you know? Like, you can't drive with it. Okay, got it. You can't, all right, make it to where, you know, if you're taking hallucinogens, it has to be within, you had to be in a confined, not a confined space, but, like, you had to be within, like, a house or a residence, you know, or what, like, some, I'm not an expert on what it would be, but like something like that, you know. You know, there's places that set up like heroin houses where like people that are heroin addicts can go there and do it safely. I mean, who would have thought that was a thing? But they have it. So you can kind of do something like that with psilocybin things or, you know, hallucinogenics.
I mean, my thing is I just hope that we go in a direction of helping people other than
that's the thing
people,
if you're using like psilocybin mushrooms for prescription to treat, you know, PTSD, whether it's just for veterans or anyone with PTSD or whatever, if it's prescribed or if it's a treatment, you can set up a treatment facility or have it done, you know, like have an organization set up a place for it to them to do it safely. You know, it's almost like going to a float tank or a cryotherapy, you know, have it something like that where it's people that are educated on it for the most part, you know, and can monitor it, know how to handle the situation, I guess.
Now, this float tank that you talk about, I've been interested in this for a while, but I haven't gone yet. And I was wondering, like, how much does it cost? Like, what, like, give me the ins and outs of the float tank, because I've been interested in this. Or should we say sensory deprivation tank?
Yeah. Well, I've only done it, like, 4 or 5 times. Yeah, I think 5 times. And it's, like, $50. I did it a couple times in the military in Virginia, and so I got it for like military discount, you know.
Yeah.
So it was like 25, but like
it's usually about 50.
About 50, 55, you know. And you go for like an hour. Some places are 90 minutes, and you would pay a little bit more, probably like $80, you know.
Yeah.
And that's, I've never done the 90 minute one. I've only done 60 minutes, but they're pretty dope, you know. It's like you get in a tank, and it's like 10 inches of water filled with like 1,000 pounds or 900 pounds of Epsom salt. And so it's, so you float in it, like you just float, and the Epsom salt, like, you know, does wonders to your skin. And this, the water temperature is like the same temperature as your skin.
Yeah, 98.
So yeah, well, no, because your skin's like 93.
Oh, okay.
93.7 or something.
Yeah.
And so the water is like right around that, 93.6, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so there's no sound, no scent. It doesn't, other than this Epsom salt, but I don't really personally think it has a scent.
Yeah.
But, wow. And so you're like, it's dark and you're just deprived of your senses, and you get into the, this. The first time I did it, I hallucinated a little bit. Like, I had like these, I was thinking about tattoos and like skulls, you know, like I was wondering like, what do I want? That's what I had been thinking about that prior day. I went to this float tank and I had like different types of like images, like of skulls and Joker faces and bullshit, you know, coming across. And they're like ghost images, you know, flying past me. And it was outrageous. It was insane.
Yeah.
And at the end of that, I actually like, I was like trying to not wake up, like get out of it, and I like couldn't for a second. I had to like sit there and be like, all right, fuck, like wake up, dude. Not wake up, but like get out of it, you know?
Yeah.
And I kind of like shook out of it, and it had only been like 30 minutes in. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah,
and then the other times I've done it have just been really helpful, like, because it's really helpful for your muscles and like your joints and shit.
Yeah.
Like flexible, like it's just like relaxes you completely. It's so like relaxing, you know?
Yeah.
I fucking don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah.
But though, I haven't really had too many crazy experiences other than that.
Yeah.
I do want to go again soon. It's just like I haven't really got around to it.
Yeah. I I think there's only one or maybe two in the city. But I, well, my thing is too is I was always scared of thinking, like, I understand that you float, but, like, you know, when you get in there, I always feel like you're gonna, like, fall back, and then that salt is gonna rush over and just, like, burn your eyes and get in your mouth and stuff.
No, dude, you float and, like, the water goes to, like, right above your ear line, like, it, like, ideally. And also, they can give you a pillow, like a floatable pillow, like, and you put it on your neck, and it kind of keeps your head above the water, because you're gonna float anyway. Like, there's so much salt in there.
Yeah,
you're gonna float anyway, but, like, the pillow can kind of help keep that up a little bit, and you, like, you won't get any, like, if you get salt, if you get water in your eyes, it's because you did something, not because like the tank is messed up.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, and my buddy said that it was a big thing about not to, you know, urinate or anything like that. Like, if you accidentally do something in there, that it costs, like, a lot of money.
Yeah. I don't know how much money it costs, but, like, yeah, you're, like, wow. That's, like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Like, what do you...
Well, if
what
you fall asleep in there for an hour, you know.
You, what, are you pissing your sleep? You know?
Maybe if I'm sensory deprived.
No, no. You're sensory deprived when you sleep anyway. What do you mean?
Well, I guess
technically,
so.
Like, you're just like, you're like in an unconscious, like, you're conscious, but you're basically like paralyzed when you're sleeping. You're not.
Yeah.
If you're moving around, you're not thinking about moving around. It's just kind of like an instinct or a natural movement. Like, your shoulders fall asleep, so you kind of naturally just roll over some bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't fucking roll over anymore after I got that new bed, dude. I sleep at the same. I fall asleep. 6 hours later, wake up 4 a.m. every fucking day. It sucks. I had to, like, tell myself to get back to sleep.
Yeah. I have one of those, you know, foam pads on it.
Yeah.
And, dude, that thing makes you sink in so much that I can't, like, even if I try to roll, I'm not going very far. Just because, you know, it's too much cushion for me to really roll and stuff.
Yeah. This bed I got, like, it's the bear mattress bed and box bullshit, you know. It's pretty good so far. I haven't, like, every night is a good night's sleep, you know. So it's like I have no complaints. It's pretty fucking dope.
Yeah,
but it's not that you sink in, you, like, it just conforms.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it takes a while. I always felt that it takes a while for you to get your, like, body shape into the mattress.
And for this one, it only takes, like, well, for me, because I go to bed, like, super tired anyway. Like, by the time I get into bed, I'm, like, exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even play, like, if I play video games, I sit in a chair or whatever. But, like, the second I get into bed, I'm out. Done.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it takes for my body to conform into the mattress. I wake up conformed into it. I'm like, fuck, Jesus. It's like climbing out of a freaking cave or, like a freaking valley, you know?
Yeah. Oh.
It's crazy.
But, the other day I saw, so you know what the BFR is for SpaceX?
The big fucking rocket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Falcon Heavy.
Oh.
Is what it stands for, but yeah.
BFR?
BFR. Or no, yeah.
Big Falcon Heavy? That would be BFH.
Big Falcon Rocket or whatever. Or something. Oh. It's something weird.
I thought you were going to say, like, Big Fucking Rocket.
Well, because it's not done yet. They're still developing it. But it's the one that will go to Mars, you know?
Yeah.
But I saw an interview with Shotwell, which is the president. She's the president of SpaceX.
Yeah.
It's a girl. And she was talking about it the other day. And she was talking about not only are they going to go to Mars, but they're going to do international flight.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's New York to Shanghai in like 36 minutes.
Yeah. So, no, what? New York to Shanghai in 36 minutes? That's insane.
Yeah, New York to Shanghai.
How long does it take the space station to do a fucking orbit around the Earth, do you think?
The International Space Station?
Yeah. Like, what's your guess? I think it's like, isn't it like something like every 18 hours?
Well,
I could look it up.
I think it travels at like, what is it, 30 to 50,000 miles an hour or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, so,
I'm going to get it right now.
I think it's
92 minutes, dude.
Really?
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's way
5 miles per second. This is from Caltech. That's crazy. 92 minutes? 17,150 miles per hour. So if that orbits the Earth in an hour and a half, and they got a flight that goes from New York to, if they got New York to Shanghai in 36 minutes,
yeah,
that's like, I mean, you're basically traveling half the, I mean, they're probably not going out as far as the space station, but that's fucking fast.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that, like 36 minutes. Well, also what's crazy too is that they talked about the pricing of it wouldn't be that bad. Well, first of all, she said that they're going to accomplish it within a decade.
Really?
Yeah, she almost
guaranteed. Dude, that's crazy that a decade from now is almost fucking 2030.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is so it's 36 minutes, and the way she said it is because I think, like, say if you took a 747,
yeah,
you know, from New York to Shanghai, it would take you like a long time, like 14 hours or 13 or something crazy.
Yeah, it's a crazy long flight.
Yeah, it's a crazy long flight, and for that it's only 36 minutes. But then they were talking about, well, the cost is going to be insane, though. But she said that with the renewable rocket and booster and everything like that, and they could get multiple off at the same time and then go on and switch out capsules,
yeah,
that she could do over, because it only took 36 minutes, she could do 10 runs a day, where she goes, only one plane could fly that once a day.
Yeah.
She goes, but I can do that 10
times a day.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So she said it would be around the same cost to fly on BFR.
That's crazy. Because it would pay for itself pretty fucking quickly, you know? Like, it would probably pay for itself within 5 years? Probably within like 2.5 years, it would pay for itself.
Yeah.
Because there would be so much, business people would use it so much. Oh, you know how much they could get done?
Yeah.
They could have a meeting at 10 o'clock in New York and leave at like 9 or like 7 in the morning, you know, get there, have a cup of coffee or whatever in New York before their meeting, do their meeting, and get back to Shanghai all within the same day.
Yeah.
That's insane. You could do it if they do 10 a day, you could do it within 12 hours. Have a meeting in Shanghai or in New York, vice versa. In the same day. Well,
that's what.
All right, babe. See you when I get home. 12 hours later from New York. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's what they're talking about now, because Arabsat is like the, I think it's called Arabsat, the company that they're working with right now. That's that satellite that they just sent up, the most recent Falcon Heavy one.
Yeah.
Is
they brought it back down? Like, they bring him back down though.
No, but I'm talking about the satellite going around. That's the company that paid to go on Falcon Heavy. So they'll have an international a satellite out in orbit that'll give internet to the Middle East and Africa and Asia,
really?
And stuff like that. Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
That's what they're doing right now. But that's what she was kind of talking about. She was like, well, I have business deals with guys that are in Dubai or whatever. And she goes, they could literally have a meeting at, you know, SpaceX in wherever in California, and then get on a thing and go to Dubai, and it'll take a 43 minute flight or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they'll be home for dinner and stuff.
That's absolutely insane. It's crazy that, like, we just started space travel, what, 60 years ago, 70 years ago?
Dude.
Like, when was that? What's the dude's name? First Igor or whatever his name is.
The cosmonaut?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh gosh, I can't.
Whatever his name was. That was like what, 62?
Yeah, I believe
something
so.
Like that. So, I mean, it's been 60 years.
Well, you want to know what's really crazy is from if you think about this, the Wright brothers basically flew a kite in like 1901 or 1890 or something like that.
Yeah.
And from the Wright brothers basically flying a kite, 50 years to that day, we put a man on the moon.
And 60 years later, we're gonna
But just like
that, well, they're gonna fucking...
that span of technology is insane if you think about it. Like, they could, they were inventing the airplane, and then 50 years from that, we were shooting full-blown Saturn V rockets.
Into space.
Yeah, into interstellar space.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy to think that that moved that quickly. Like, when you think about, like, you know, I was watching a thing on Jay Leno the other day talking about cars and steam, internal combustion engines.
Yeah.
You know, like, gasoline engines, stuff like that. Like, a lot of people don't understand, like, when Henry Ford made the Model T and stuff like that, like, steam and coal engines were over 100 years old at that point. Like, that technology did not move very fast at all.
Yeah.
Even to this day. I mean, it's been a very long time. And
well, I mean, trains and stuff, we're like the only nation that, like, trains is, like, behind in, you know?
Yeah.
Like, everywhere around the world has great train systems.
Yeah, you're talking about public transport.
Well, not really public transport, but, like, across the, like...
Yeah.
Across states and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, across the nation. It's slow.
I mean...
Like, how do they not have a super train yet that goes from L.A. to fucking New York? And then from Chicago down to Dallas and you know... You could do that. Like, what are we doing with this coal bullshit?
Well, see, I think the thing is
like, you have the rails. Kind of just manipulate them.
Well... I think the problem is America's way bigger than people think, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
And, you know, like, if you think about it in Europe,
you
like,
get electric trains or
if
magnetic.
If you got on a train in France, you know, you could be in Italy in, like, 3 hours or whatever, 4 hours, something like that, you know what I mean? But if you take a train from New York to California, it would be way more time.
From Naples to Florence, we took a fast train once, and it was 3 hours, like just under 3 hours, like 2 hours 45 minutes.
Yeah,
from Naples to Florence, so like it's a quite a hike for international trains. But like, we could do it. Like, you could have LA to, you know, to Las Vegas to Salt Lake City, and then to, you know, Denver, or like, obviously that's the mountain, so it's kind of hard, so you probably have to go through the desert part. But you could do it. Get, like, the magnetic, the super trains, you know? They have them in, the trains in Japan go, like, they have fucking trains that go, like, 200 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
But also, the thing is their country is, you know.
A lot smaller, yeah.
A lot smaller.
But it could get
they're
done.
They're a lot more convinced.
I mean, we have trains that go across country, dude.
That is
now
true.
Now, why don't we have trains that can do it better and quicker and more efficiently? You can have electric trains.
It's a time-consuming thing. It's... that planes are the best, most efficient way we can do things as of this point right now is that, you know, planes are basically our number one thing of, like, well, I mean, our biggest thing is, you know, barges coming into port. You know, that's where most of our product comes from. It goes from that, from the port into a harbor, into all that stuff, and then we throw it on a plane and fly it around America. Because that's the same thing with Americans, is that, like, right now, you could take a train, like, I know buddies when, you know, they go to the Cotton Bowl for OU Texas, the Red River Rivalry, or if you want to go to the TCU game, you know, anything like that, you can take a train to Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah.
But, you know, not a lot of people do that. A lot of people just,
I would,
you know, drive their own.
If they had faster trains right now, well, I still might take a train trip soon, but if they had faster trains, I for sure would, dude. That'd be dope. Like, electric trains that aren't like that bullshit, like, fucking,
yeah,
you know, like, get those fucking magnetic trains that they have over in Italy and shit. Those things were dope. Super quiet. I mean, you're going fast. You're going, like, I think we're going, like, I can't remember because it was in kilometers, so I would never know.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what it was.
I think it is. Like, if it's a bullet train, it I think it approaches 200.
But, like, we could have that here. You could have them, like, L.A. to San Fr- I know they have – I'm pretty sure they have trains now in California. But, like, you could have L.A. to Vegas, and then, you know, that could be, like, a fucking three-hour trip. I don't know how long it takes to get to Vegas from L.A.
Oh,
but
it's
like,
from L.A. to Vegas is, like, a four-hour car drive.
So, yeah, with a fucking super train, it would be, like, an hour, maybe, like, 40 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
With a – you're going 200 miles an hour, no traffic, no stops, no nothing. You're just – boom,
I think
done.
The only problem that you run into is that there you have to go over the mountain, you know, because you're in the.
They could figure something
whatever
out.
Whatever it's called, the Rio Grande Valley or whatever.
Dude, they could figure. It's almost 2020. You could figure
Valley,
the fuck out.
San
We're sending
Fernando
shit.
Valley.
yeah, we're sending shit to fucking space and stuff. We could figure it out. We could figure out how to do it, you know? It would, we could get it done. And then, like, from St. Louis to here, or, like, St. Louis to, I mean, they have trains already. Why not just have better ones?
Yeah, I just, it's just a lot of money to, like, implant into something.
Yeah, I know, it would pay off in the end, and it would be better for the environment, you know?
Yeah.
Like, really speaking.
And I think that's the thing, especially when you talk about, like, environmental stuff like that, like, we're always instant satisfaction of we want things to happen now.
Yeah.
And when you think of, like...
And we want to get paid for it now. We want, like, profit now. You know, people want profits right off the bat. No one's going to invest into something. They're like, hey, you'll get a return in 50 years.
Yeah.
Like, you'll get your return on investment in 50 years, dude.
Well,
no one's going to do that.
Too, like, when you think about it, like, if you were to build up a plan and say, like, hey, we're going to build this, you know, in, like, continental railway for a bullet train, you know, people are going to be like, oh, well, that's been there, done that. That's not new technology. That's old technology. Why am I going to invest a bunch of money into something that's been around forever? You know, that's not exciting or cutting edge, and people aren't going to take to that because we're so used to, you know, flying in planes and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, we're just trained to think, like, just, I guess because America's so big and our transport's been so bad for so long that we just think, okay, well, if I'm going to Florida, I'm getting on a plane. There's just, you know, it's just, it,
you
just
know,
makes it so much easier.
One thing I was thinking about just now is, like, with the plane, the super fast, like, space travel plane, whatever you tell me about, like, once you do that, you could never take a regular plane again. You're going to be, like, pissed off. Because I posted something on Instagram, like, hidden gem travel destinations, you know, and someone put the moon. And I was like, that'd be fun. But once you get back to Earth, like, everything's going to be boring. Like, I'm sure fucking everyone that, all the astronauts that went to fucking space, or to the moon, they probably were like, dude, the Earth is fucking boring, dude. Like, that's fun as shit. You went to the moon, like, no, like, that's fun as fuck. Everything's going to be boring from then. So going onto a super fast plane, taking a regular plane after that, and, you know, having a layover for 7 hours somewhere because you're going to Shanghai, like, you would get pissed off. You'd be like, I should have fucking paid $200,000 to take that 30-minute flight again, you know? Yeah. I wasted last year's.
No, but see, that's the crazy thing is she said it would be, like, a couple grand. Like, it would be a little bit more expensive.
Okay, so, like, $5,000.
Yeah, it would be, like,
but say you're gonna,
like,
take,
equivalent.
Yeah, but say you take it, you're like, all right, I'm only going to take it once a year for a convention or something, like, like, you're a scientist and you're going to take it for the convention once a year so that you can go to the convention without spending a, you know, whatever. I don't know. Whatever the case may be. You're going to be like, oh, I'm going to do it once. You do it in, like, March, and then say you need to do it in August. You're like, fuck, I don't have the money for it. Like, and you're going to be a peasant taking normal people flights. You know, you're going to hate it. You're going to hate life. It's going to suck.
I just love how, like, the balls that they have of that. They get asked questions and they just give ridiculous, like things of, like, when they were interviewing her and they're talking about it and stuff, she was like, oh yeah, in the next decade, and the dude's like what are you talking about? And she's like, yeah, she goes, not like 2020, but she goes, within about 10 years, she goes, it'll be fully functional.
So, like, 2026, 2027.
And he was sitting there like, oh, like, that's just a goal. And she goes, no, it's not a goal. Like, it'll happen. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, that's the crazy thing about Tesla and SpaceX is, like, when they set something out, like, they hardly fail. And the craziest thing is that most of them, most of the feats that they have seem impossible. You know, when – I mean, I can't tell you how many – interviews or things that Elon has said that were just crazy wild that no one thought he would be able to accomplish, and somehow he pulls a rabbit out of the hat and gets it done.
Yeah, he pulls a rabbit out of the hole.
Yeah,
you know, but it's crazy that the speed of advancement that we're at, right? Like, every year we're advancing things quicker and quicker, you know.
Yeah.
We're inventing things faster and faster. It's crazy, like, where in 10 years, if we have this international, or, like, inner, like, space travel system to Shanghai, or, like, just whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
If we have that in 10 years, well, you know, what are we going to have 10 years from that? We're probably going to have, like, it's probably going to be, like, commuter fucking travel to Mars or the moon or something, you know? Yeah. And then 10 years from that, or it's going to be the moon, and then 10 years from that, it's going to be commuter travel to Mars. And then 10 years from that is, like, they're going to start putting people on Titan, one of the Jupiter, you know, moons and whatever. It's like, how fast is thing? Are things going to continue? Are things going to keep advancing quicker and quicker? You know, what do you think?
Well, I think the thing is like, you know, I remember it in an interview a long time ago, Elon talked about, you know, everybody just makes this assumption that technology gets better. He goes, it doesn't just get better. Yeah. He goes, we have to work at it. He's like, you know, you have to put in, you know, because Elon has gone crazy for the past couple, like, you know, he was working 16-hour days and sleeping on the factory floor to get the Model 3 out. You know, it's like, you know, so when he talks about some stuff like that, it makes sense, you know, that, you know, technology doesn't on its own.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
I understand that, but I was just saying, I thought that was crazy to think about, because we all just assume,
like, that, oh, wow, the new
everything
iPhone.
Everything is going to get bigger, better, faster, like, stronger, you know.
The new iPhone comes out in September, and then, like, it's, we automatically assume, like, all right, next year's is just going to be even better.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be better just because. It's like, no, like, they're putting in work, because it's like, they're only improving these phones by a marginal improvement.
Yeah.
Like, they're not improving it by, like, some crazy,
that's what
crazy
it used
factor,
to be.
You know?
That's the crazy thing is back in the day, you know, when you start going to the first couple generations of iPhones and stuff, they were, like, speeding up pretty fast. Like, there was a very big curve that they were going on of that this one, you know, from this generation to this generation, it's twice as fast.
Yeah.
And then the next one's twice as fast. And then the battery's getting
better. Yeah, I got a good comparison.
Then, you know, everything like that. But now what's really crazy is we're reaching a point of that everything we're building and, you know, I'm not the best computer person, but we're getting to a size of chipsets and stuff like that of very few nanometers of that. We're running into bridges or running into walls because of quantum tunneling and stuff like that. So,
which, like, I don't even know what that means. Like, you just said words that were created, okay? Like, I don't know quantum tunneling. But a good comparison for that is, like, LeBron James, if he puts in 1,000 practices, he's only going to get, you know, 1% better. But if I put in 1,000 practices, I'm going to get, you know, 50% better.
Yeah.
You know? It's the same idea for improvement of technology and stuff.
Well, and people, like, even misconstrue that. Like, the crazy thing is, like, everybody thinks, you know, like, athletes, right? That, like, if you go back in time, you know, people are like, oh, they look at, like, say, Jesse Owens, right?
Yeah.
You look at Jesse Owens and Usain Bolt, and you go, wow, you know, Jesse Owens ran, like, whatever it was, like, a 10.01 in the 100 meters, and now Hussein's running a 9.69. Like, that's so crazy that he's so much faster. But in reality, he's not that much faster. Like, if they ran today, yeah, Hussein would beat him, but he would beat him by, like, that much. And the reason is because technology is that Jesse Owens at the time that he ran was running on dirt and, like,
shoes or,
like,
whatever.
Yeah, his shoes technology was terrible.
Yeah,
he was basically,
and nutrition, dude.
Yeah, well,
like, because now we have supplements, and, you know,
yeah,
you can go and do cryotherapy, you can get, like, high-end massages with, like, whatever, you know. You have crazy, like, recovery therapy equipment nowadays that they didn't have back then.
Yeah.
It's like your recovery now is
that's the crazy thing is even, you know, when they do, like, when we're watching a football game or something like that, somebody tears an ACL, we're like, oh, he'll be back in, you know, 3 weeks, 6 weeks, or whatever.
No.
You know,
like,
what I'm saying?
It's like a year for, like, professional athletes.
Yeah. But, well, you know what I'm saying, though? Like, we kind of know that he'll be back. Like, Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
He got hurt in the SEC championship game, and he got, like, plates and stuff drilled into his
kneecap, right? Or was it his ankle?
I think his ankle.
Oh.
Yeah, he got a plate drilled into his ankle. But if you think about it, like, there wasn't that much amount of time from the championship, from the playoff game to then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that was, like, a month or two or whatever. You know, like, that was in December, and playoffs were in January, so it was less than a month or something like that.
Yeah.
He's back on the field playing again, And back in the day, that would have never happened.
Never.
You know what I
never.
Mean? Never. It's just crazy to think of, like,
how
we kind of
the
know.
Medicine today is so far improved. It's, yeah. It's crazy to see where we're going to be, you know. It's I think, like, it used to be crazy. People would think, oh, where are we going to be in 10 years, you know? Where are we going to be in 20 years? But I think it's crazy, like, where are we going to be in 2 fucking years, dude? Like, where, like, shit's moving so quick. Where are we going to be in 2 years? Where are we going to be with AI technology, you know, smart, you know, computers, whatever, or cars even. But thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning in. Go ahead, like, comment, subscribe. Go ahead, follow on Instagram at Rabid Rabbit Hole Pod and Twitter, Rabid Rabbit Hole. I'd be thankful for it, and tune in next time. Thank you. See you.